Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Brought to you by Bud Light. Penn State fell short to Notre Dame 27-24. Drew Aller picked off with under a minute to play, and that would lead to the Irish's game-winning field goal as they won 27-24. Nittany Lions All-American defensive end Abdul Carter from Philadelphia announced this morning he is entering the 2025 draft to be repped by Drew Rosenhaus per ESPN's Adam Schefter. Eagles-Packers, of course, Sunday, 4:30 at the Link in their wild card matchup. Both Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love, a full go at practice on Thursday for their respective teams. And Joel Embiid expected to miss his third straight game tonight when the Sixers play the Pelicans. Join Ava Graham at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly tonight for the Bud Light Wild Card Eagles Pep Rally. Win tickets to this weekend's game and merchandise. Weather brought to you by NovaCare Rehabilitation. Mostly cloudy, high 38, currently 24. NovaCare Rehabilitation, your trusted physical therapy partner. Schedule your appointment at NovaCare.com. Don't forget to tune in to the WIP Morning Show to win Eagles tickets courtesy of NovaCare.com. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Well, it's a big-time football Friday. We are footballed up, obviously. I mean, some Penn State, Notre Dame talk, but the heaviest thing, obviously, Eagles and Packers. Now, we should tell you two other sports things related to Philly sports. One is that Jared McCain is out for the year, so that is a bummer. Not totally unexpected, yeah, but a bummer. And the other is the Phillies came to terms with five notable players that they announced yesterday have agreed to terms and avoid arbitration, and they include Ranger Suarez, Bryson Stott, Brandon Morris, the new player Lizardo, and also Alec Bohm. Now, agreeing to terms with Bohm doesn't mean he's not still going to get traded. Time will tell, but obviously clock is ticking. I would think if he goes to spring training as a Phil, then he's going to be a Phil. James, you don't normally see a player traded from spring training.
No, right? I think if he goes to spring training, he'll be a Phil. And I do think that just in general, whenever teams can agree to arbitration rather than like actually going to arbitration, it's a good thing for player relations.
Congrats to Ranger Suarez, by the way. He gets up to $8.8 million, which is obviously the most he's ever made. And he set it to a big payday when he becomes a free agent, which is 1 year from now. I mean, it's a great story. Player from another country who, you know, none of us ever heard of.
Signed at 16, right?
I believe. Signed at 16. You know, it was Ruben.
It was Ruben.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
Part of signing him. So it's a big time success story. So $8.8 million for Ranger.
So does this mean that Alec Bohm is like his head is straight and he's
know.
Who knows?
In good shape emotionally and everything else?
You would hope.
I don't know.
No idea.
That is such a worry. The immaturity. That was a major problem. So much so that
they benched him game three.
Yeah, they couldn't work with him, with all that talent, his ability to put the bat on the ball because of his attitude. That really bothers me a lot.
No, I know it does. And I didn't like it either. I'm not as bothered as you, but
man.
All right, so the Eagles, a big thing. We gave away tickets to the Eagles and Packers last segment. Congratulations to our listener, Kyle. Kyle is going to be headed down to the game. Kyle, give me a ring, and let's go together, buddy.
You're trying to get Kyle to take you?
No, Kyle, find someone, family or friend, and congratulations.
What an atmosphere that's going to be.
Yeah, Sunday. It will be. Do you have a favorite, Rhea, through the years, Eagles playoff game at home?
Well, to me, it was the Atlanta one because they finally punched through. I remember I was in the press box. That's when I used to sit in the press box, and I remember leaving because I wanted to hear what I could feel the crowd because, you know, they always close the windows in the press box.
Big deal.
And I went out and stood out there and I just stood and listened to the roar.
Yeah, it was,
was really cool.
4 years in the making and in some ways 24 years in the making because it went back to 80 that they had reached that point. Look, this is a big opportunity and I do think the Eagles will win. I am starting to get a little nervous. I didn't feel it until this morning, but I think the Penn State game, seeing how you can lose and you can lose when you think you're going to win. Yeah. And I don't mean before the game, but during that. And obviously right now I'm more confident in the Eagles than I was Penn State going into last night. But there were various points in that game last night you think, Penn State's probably got this. And then they didn't.
No. Mm.
So, you know, things can happen. 215.
So that makes you afraid, and you're going to apply it to the Eagles, even though it does not apply to the Eagles.
No, yeah. But the truth is, you're just afraid.
That
does apply.
No, it was kind of similar. Yeah. You got it, you know.
They run the ball, kind of
similar.
Defense.
Come on.
It wasn't similar because Penn State went up early in the game, which the Eagles don't like.
Eagles have done that in the last six games.
They have.
We are not closely matched with the Packers.
All right, Devin, your thoughts on this game. What are you feeling? What are you thinking?
I'm feeling confident for mostly every aspect of this game besides the quarterback. I think this is going to be a big Jalen Hurts game if he can come out and he can shake off that rust quickly and he can get the ball in the air. Assuming A.J. Brown is good to go, then I'm really confident.
And you're
I'm
a Hurts really confident. Person. So well, you're concerned about the rust more than Jalen normal. Normal Jalen, like you're – is it rustling?
It's both. So the rust makes it a little bit – were a little bit harder to be fully confident in him, but he has been pretty inconsistent. And I know that, you know, some of that comes down to play calling, to game plan. They're not throwing it as much some games. We saw them come out and throw the ball more against the Steelers. And then unfortunately, you know, he went out with injury. So we haven't been able to see if they can do that consistently yet.
So how has he been pretty inconsistent?
Well,
no, first quarter he stinks, and after that he's a lot better. I mean,
and then
he's good.
I'm not saying that they should start Tanner McKee or Kenny Pickett over Jalen Hurts by any means. I think Jalen Hurts is clearly a good quarterback.
I'm surprised this is coming from you. I am.
It's just watching Tanner McKee connect again and again so quickly and smoothly with his receivers across the middle of the field, which we don't see from Jalen Hurts hardly at all.
Sounds like you're saying the hammer had a point.
I knew you were going to do this. See, I knew you were going to do this. This is what I was afraid to say. But my point is the big. I think Jalen Hurts is the biggest unknown, and I hope that he can.
He
come
could
out
light
and
up this pack and
he could, and I hope he does.
Could.
I mean, they're
suspect.
Well, you know, Hurts after that really rough first quarter in Brazil versus Green Bay got rolling in the second half. I mean, he had a beautiful.
They should have put 41 points up on the board.
Well, they put close to it. Yeah, I mean, they were in the 30s.
34, they got 34.
Yeah, but that turnover he had late, and he hasn't done. He's got one turnover. Somebody said since week four?
I think it was week four, right?
Boy,
yeah,
that is
one interception.
One interception, one fumble. Yeah. He actually has two turnovers, and they were both in the same game. It was the interception, the fumble, and that's it.
That's impressive. Let's listen to Mike Mayock. He was on with Spike and Ike and Jack yesterday. Mayock talking about this game and his perspective from an Eagle standpoint.
If I'm an Eagle fan, here's what I'm thinking about this weekend. Number one, I think Philadelphia's defense is completely different than it was a year ago, and we're finally seeing all this talent pulled together by a great scheme and a great coach. And that's why we're playing. The Eagles are playing at such a high level defensively, talent and coaching. That's point number one. Point number two, I think Jalen didn't turn the football over most of the year. And I don't think he needs to feel any pressure this week that he needs to do. He doesn't need to be Superman. Don't turn the ball over. Get the ball out on time to your playmakers and just be normal. Don't try and be crazy. And number three, and this is kind of to your point, I think the Eagles' talent level exceeds Green Bay's to the point that if you look at each position group, you know, maybe Green Bay has an edge at safety. But outside of that, I think, you know, the Eagles are better at every position group. So to me, Green Bay's a good, solid football team. They typically don't beat themselves, and they compete. But Philadelphia ought to win the game.
It's a pretty big Eagles endorsement there from the great Mike Mayock. Reminder, Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. All new 2025 Equinox, it sets the bar on style, and Armin Chevrolet has them in stock now. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevy. Poll question, who wins Sunday, Eagles or Packers? All right, let's go to the phones. We'll mix a lot of calls in this hour. NFL picks coming up next hour and more for Wild Card Weekend, which is going to be wild. I mean, six games in 3 days is pretty cool. Let's get to JP right now in Plymouth Meeting. Good morning, JP.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Man, it's funny. I'm a little more calmed down than yesterday. I'm a little more, brought down to earth. What would I say, like 31-14 yesterday? I'm still confident, but I'm going like 24-17.
That's a man of conviction right there.
And it really stinks about that the rookie from Philadelphia, from the Sixers.
Jared McCain, it's a bummer.
Yeah. But that's really all I got for Football Friday. I'm just so excited. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather. I'm actually at work now getting ready to go home. But I
just cough a little bit more. Just a little bit more cough.
So you went into work knowing that you were gonna have to go home. How does that work?
I went in not feeling well. And once I got sick, I have to go home.
Let me just ask a question, JP, because I'm fascinated by one dynamic here. If I'm your boss. So you're maybe about to walk into your boss's room and office in 15 minutes and say, boss, I got to get out of here. I'm not feeling well. But you, and I appreciate this, but you bothered to call WIP in the limited time you'd be at work.
Don't let him or her know.
This is great stuff,
I mean, this
JP.
Is bold. Like, JP, a normal boss might say, no problem, go home. But, like, in this 30-minute window, if you could just clean up a few things, that'd be good before you roll. And you choose to spend that time talking to WIP. Don't include this. That's fishy.
No, it's not.
I can't work around food if I get a certain type of sickness. And I wasn't feeling good. And once I got that certain type of sickness, I have to go home. No ifs, ands, or buts. I can't work. Right. Can't work around food. So
fair
I was just listening to you guys in the morning, and I was like, oh, let me call up.
Hey, JP, give me a great answer for the auto show tickets. A great side character in a TV show.
This guy's great, and he actually got to play the character in a TV show and in a movie. Let's hug it out, guys. Ari Gold, Jeremy Piven.
You got it, man.
He was so good.
Yep.
I have a great Big Daddy story about calling out sick.
Yep.
This is back when we had voicemail. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that he had called out sick, but he had left a message like right after he called out sick asking me where the party was.
That's great.
So I shared it with Angelo, who goes, you know, he called out sick. And we played it. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was a classic Big Daddy.
Was it the Big B years?
No, it was after the Big B years.
Because I could imagine that one
wouldn't have gone over well. But it was after Big B, but it was so classic. Where's the party?
That's great. To Chuck and Cherry Hill. Chuck, good morning.
Can we get a little bit of the Notre Dame song, Joe? Just a little bit.
But Chuck, I was rooting for Penn State. I mean, you know, I know I'll root for Notre Dame next game, next week. But you know, come on.
So listen to this mistake I make. It's 7:30. I have our CFO text the employees. This is crazy. If Notre Dame wins, Grimley's closed tomorrow. That was a big move. By 9 o'clock, the kids reverse that 100%. Yo, Dad, get out of here. That ain't going to happen. But, even though it's hard to defend, of course, Franklin is 1-18 record against.
It wasn't a Franklin issue last night.
No, I didn't think so.
No.
He's getting blasted on ESPN for going for it with 40-something seconds. If he didn't try to win that game there, he would really be criticized.
Well, you don't know because, look, it would have been 50-50 in overtime. It's similar to what Belichick did with Brady when Brady was in his second year to go down the field versus the Rams, and they pulled it off and got to a Vinatieri field goal, and he made it. Look, I thought it was the right call
to go for.
The
rules are different, though.
What a great game.
The clock stops. Yeah. Clock stops with first downs for briefly. And, look, I thought it would have been foolish not to try.
No, with their overtime.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It gets crazy for college.
Yeah, it does.
And how much is that number 11? I should know his name, but I don't. Number
Abdul Carter, yeah.
Wow, man, what a player. He reminds you so much of the guy for Dallas.
Yeah, Micah
number
Parsons.
Number 11.
Very similar. Yeah, even the number, yeah.
And they're very similarly sized, you know, a little bit smallish.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You'll see him in the NFL next year. He's declared.
Yeah, you know, Chuck, maybe when Micah Parsons leaves Dallas and comes to the Eagles, and then they can get Abdul Carter.
There you go. But, you know, I'll say this, as happy as we are at Notre Dame Nation, they still have to play a competitive game against if it's Ohio State. I mean, you can't get blown out there.
Quarterback's got to play better. Notre Dame's quarterback's got to play better.
Yeah, you got to play a competitive game to make it all count. And they're going to have their hands full against Ohio State.
It'll be an underdog.
Oh, yeah, no question underdog. About
they
it.
Yeah. Texas, too. I don't have them an underdog against Texas, but I heard that there'll be 4.5 points. That's interesting.
We'll see. All right, Chuck, give me an answer here, my man, for a great character in a show.
Yeah, I'm sorry to do it, but I want to throw a second vote. I mean, Ed Norton's always going to be my guy, number two.
This is unbelievable.
All right, guys, that is fine.
The Ed Norton army is coming out to support Joe DeCameron today.
I'm going
to
win.
I mean, Devin, you didn't know. So these guys had heard of Norton. Obviously, you hadn't. Yeah. You got to be struck by the fact 5 different people today have said Norton.
Yo, wait, from what, though?
It's the Honeymooners. It's Ralph Cramden.
To the Honeymooners.
To the moon.
So this is the same answer that you said would be your winner.
Yeah, correct.
Someone said in the 6 o'clock hour.
And
like
one of our
first answers.
5 people have now said
that. That is insane, because I have no clue who that is. Honestly, I thought my first thought was the actor. like Ed Norton.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get it. I'm just saying, like, I know there's a lot of people listening that don't know who Norton is. And I'm telling you, for five
minutes. You got your credit. That's all I'm asking for. I get it.
All right, let me give you credit on a fact. Maybe some, I'm not looking for credit, but let me give you an interesting fact as it relates to this weekend with the Eagles and the other teams. So if the Eagles win, the Eagles will play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 100% certain if Tampa Bay wins. If Tampa Bay wins, because they're the 3-seed, 2-seed, 3-seed, it's a lock-in matchup. So if Tampa wins on Sunday night, Eagles play Tampa next week, everybody would be on normal rest. If the Eagles cannot play the Commanders. But if the Commanders beat Tampa Bay, this is good news. If the Commanders beat Tampa, the Eagles will play either Minnesota or the Rams, whichever team wins that game Monday night, and the Eagles will get that team on short rest.
And the game got moved to Arizona, and so there's already like this whole week is thrown off for those teams.
Correct.
So you would rather play the Rams or the Vikings than the Bucs?
Well, the Rams is the team I want to play the most in the whole NFC.
I like that a lot.
All right,
so you get short rest, you get crazy travel.
And I think and what we saw from Sam Darnold is a major weakness from Sam Darnold. He cannot handle the blitz pressure, get after him, will send people. And
yeah, that's one game. That's a little harsh for
– No, I'm saying you can keep safeties over the top with that defense and play man underneath, which is what Detroit did.
But it can't be the only time someone tried that this year.
No,
I mean, he really was sharp.
But they really went in extra. You know, they went in over the top. Okay, we're going to play man, tight man, but we're going to keep those safeties over the top just to be sure as a safety net so they can't go deep over the top. They got two good wide receivers who could beat us, and Minnesota was not able to take advantage with their running game adequately. So it just feels like that. It feels like the code has been cracked to some degree. Remember, for us last year, there was concern after the San Francisco game that teams sort of got the book on us. I think to some degree the same has happened in that Detroit Minnesota game.
We'll keep our eye out.
The book was written.
Yeah, we'll keep our eye on it. But just be aware. And by the way, if that scenario plays out that Washington wins and the Eagles face the team that plays on Monday, then obviously the Eagles game would be Sunday. You know, because, you know, a team from Monday night can't play a game on Saturday. So, you know, if Washington wins, the Eagles will play next Sunday.
You think Washington has a good chance of winning?
I think all four of these teams have a good chance to win. I think they're
all
toss-ups.
Washington does, too.
Yeah, I mean, Washington's solid. You know, they're a solid football team. You know, no question about it. It's a good game to watch. 215-592-9494. All right, the big game, obviously, from our standpoint, is the Eagles and the Packers. So, if you missed it earlier this week, Ron Jaworski with just a haymaker saying he sees no way that Green Bay could win this game. And I wonder if we got Jaws back on the line, whether he would, like, truly, like, if we really grilled him, like, dude, you really mean, like truly 0%? Because it seems unlikely he really means 0%. But clearly, he's extremely confident the Eagles will win the game. And one of the reasons is he doesn't think Jordan Love is as good as some people think he is. I guess as I think he is. Let's hear Jaws, an extensive answer on Jordan Love and what he brings to the table.
They've gotten worse in recent games, especially, you know, quarterback-wise. You said yourself Love is not playing as well. Why is that?
Well, I think he's overrated. And he's a good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. He's not a bad quarterback, a guy that's going to throw you a bunch of interceptions. But I don't think he's a guy that, if you put the burden on him to carry the football team, I don't think he can do it. He will make plays. But he's going to need his running game. I think he's one of those guys that almost things seem to be need to be perfect for him. The right play call against the right defense. He's not a guy that's going to run around the pocket and make plays. He likes to throw from the pocket. But I the last couple of weeks, I don't know, they were on a run mid-season where I thought, okay, they were coming, starting to look like the Packers last year. They got hot and went deep into the playoffs. But the last couple of weeks, they have really been off. And that was mentally a devastating loss to Chicago Bears on Sunday for them. That was a devastating loss. In fact, you know, LaFleur talking after the game, I was watching some of the clips, and he seemed very depressed. You know, he was trying to get his team fired up for the playoffs. So you can't, you know, you don't want to be coming into the playoffs after two losses where you should win. They lost. Now you got to come to Philadelphia. Not a good omen.
You know, sometimes those losses that change your seeding down can really affect the psyche. I remember when the Eagles one time had a shot to be a 2-seed. They lost to Dallas. They fell to a 5-seed. Then they got smoked by Dallas the next week. That was bad. That was a bad 2 weeks for you.
Was that the air guitar?
Yes.
Oh, God.
That was Donovan's last game with the Eagles.
That was so bad.
That was really horrible. All right, so Green Bay, of course, won in Dallas last year. Credit to them. I mean, they crushed Dallas. And that game was basically over at halftime. No one expects that to happen here this time, certainly unless the Eagles are the team crushing a squad at halftime. But one of the advantages the Eagles have this week, not only rest and not only being a better team, but home field advantage. Let's listen to Nick Sirianni. He joined us this week, and we talked about the home field advantage. He's gone through the, you know, the coaching at the link before in a playoff game. Here's Sirianni.
What is it like to coach at home at Lincoln Financial Field in a postseason game? What is that? What does that crowd mean to you?
Yeah, like I said, everything's heightened, right? Everything's heightened as far as the atmosphere, and that's a great thing because we have the best fans and the best sports city in the world, in my opinion, and it's going to be rocking. And every time I felt like every time we played a whole half game, it is rocking in there, and you can, you know, when I really saw that and noticed that is I remember when we first got here. Coach Gannon was like, "Hey, let me show you the video of us playing the Eagles before the 2017 NFC Championship game." I'm like, "Oh my God, that's unbelievable!" And so that's when right. Because I had never played a playoff game. I was always in the AFC, so I had never played a playoff game here. And so you saw that atmosphere, and you thought, and you can't help but when we got here in 2021, take yourself to a moment when you're going to be playing home playoff games. And think about how special that it's going to be. And then fast forward, you know, to the two games we had in 2022, you know, of how special that atmosphere was. I think, you know, the biggest game I've ever been a part of in my career as a football coach is that 2022 NFC Championship game, the biggest win, championship game, and the atmosphere and the feeling. So you just have all those. You have all those memories that flood back of the way that the stadium sounded, the atmosphere of our crowd, how loud it was on a third down when they were trying to go to convert it. You know how rowdy it is when you know after you score or after one of their players looks in the stands and they get booed. Like it just all those feelings, you know. It make me feel about all those feelings there of that you get and just how important our city is, how important our crowd is to the success of our, you know, to our team here in this playoff run.
It's a big opportunity for the Eagles, and obviously the crowd will be behind the Birds. So, look, if you're going, I mean, make as much noise as you can. And remember, and I think this is one of the hardest things with human emotion. I really mean this. Try to maintain it even if they're down. No one ever does. I mean, they never do, but try because, you know, that feeling, and I've been in all four, you know, venues here in Philadelphia, you know, teams when a playoff game is going the wrong way.
And it gets tight.
Oh, boy. Like game five of the Phillies Astros a couple years ago.
Yeah, I mean, game seven against the Diamondbacks. I vividly remember how I felt.
Lord. All right, let's go to Drew in Westchester. Drew, good morning.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. How's that hand feel? And Jordan Love, that hand still numb. Let's go, baby.
I hope so. I do. I don't want him to have to lose the hand, lose the arm or elbow.
Yeah, just lose the game because
of
it.
Just lose
the
game.
You don't want him to lose the arm or
elbow. This isn't like Game of Thrones where you chop the arm off and you see
legal
blood.
Hit, maybe put him down a little bit hard on that elbow, you know. Just saying.
That's right.
Before I get to my point on the game, Joe, I know you caught a bit of a stray yesterday with Mike from New York. I'm glad his mention of me crush and beat the hammer didn't throw you off this morning.
No, not
so
at all.
Good job maintaining your composure there.
Let me tell you something. It's like talking to Wilt the one time Wilt got shot down by a girl. All right? You move through it. It's no problem. I can deal with rejection.
I was not prepared for that.
You think Wilt was
analogy.
Ever shot down, John? I mean...
You'd think he had to have been with the amount of attempts he had to have. Yes,
let me ask you,
he was.
Drew, let me ask you a question, quick Will question. He said 20,000, then he said later, like, well, I was just kind of rounding, you know, just taking a guess. What do you think it really was? Like, was it 13,244? Like, what was it?
You know what? I'm going to keep the specific details private. I had
it was
a family
busy.
Member who actually went to high school with him at Overbrook.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I know someone whose mom got with Wilt.
What?
Yeah, I do. I know someone who knows that his mom and Wilt had relations.
That's a really awkward thing to know about
uh-huh,
your mom.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
Just saying.
I'm well aware. All right.
I wouldn't want to know that.
And I thought I would be more nervous for Sunday. I'm really not right now. I think I keep coming back to, and I think AJ's going to play and going to be all right. But a thing I've been thinking about a lot this week is this is a type
he
of
he is
game.
Going to play, and he is going to be all right.
Well, we don't know that, John. You don't know that.
It's the playoffs, and I'm positive he's going to be.
He didn't play last year in the playoffs, right?
And to be out.
Yeah,
John, and that contributes to the fact that he'll be out.
No, he'll probably play, but be all right. Like, players in the – I mean, Abdul Carter did not play as many snaps in the second half as the first half, and had he, perhaps Penn State would have won. I mean,
perhaps.
Right, so perhaps you're wrong when you say he'll.
Perhaps I am.
Okay, well, that's
but
different than declaratively saying.
Odds are not good that that's wrong. The fact that he's been resting for quite some time now.
Yeah.
And that he left practice, but we don't really know exactly
but
why.
But would you surmise something went wrong in that practice?
Look,
you don't put a guy out there.
Things
for
could
seven
have gone
minutes.
Wrong emotionally. Things could have gone wrong physically. We
John,
know
you can't
all
keep
sorts
saying
of
stuff
yeah.
like
stop
that.
Stop saying
okay,
stuff
please.
Like that, man. Yeah. Seriously,
you left practice early. It was probably
because of an
injury and rest designation.
Stop practice. Making it something like you're putting stuff out there that like is it like it's unfair.
He
I
left
think.
Practice. I'm saying extenuating circumstances occur. I'm positive he's going to do everything to be out there
I agree.
When it matters
I agree
on
with,
Sunday.
I agree with that. My
regardless of what happened during the week.
My concern is whether he'll be at his best. And
yes,
and
I am concerned okay. about that part because yeah. they need reps together, he and the quarterback yeah. who have not gotten them.
All right, Drew, give me a big-time answer. TV show side character, supporting character, who's the best ever?
My bigger point is this is why you pay Devontae Smith. I think he's going to have a big game on Sunday. My answer, Cousin Greg from Succession.
Love you it. Got it, man.
Ooh, love that answer.
Love it.
God, I hated that show. But I know a lot of people like it.
I did not care for it either.
Yeah.
It so
was,
good.
It was
you
not
guys are
up
wrong.
My alley.
Sorry.
Yeah, you always say like, oh, it's all bad people. And then you talk about how much you love The Sopranos when they're all horrible people.
Yeah,
great point.
But they're
way
point.
Worse. They actually kill people. Like on Succession, they're not killing people.
But they
very should've. Different.
They should have killed everybody in Succession in the first episode and not have a second episode. I would have done like the end of Reservoir Dogs. Let's all die.
So did you only get through the first
episode?
You got
like episode? A couple episodes
one
or whatever.
One or maybe
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's
okay,
so
well,
weak.
That's why. Joe, you know what
you're
I was adding?
You're the one who just did the whole Jason Kelsey thing. You can't judge a show off its first episode. And you're
well,
right.
Jason.
You should not judge a show off its first episode. You shouldn't. It's
the guy in the animal
the
costume I was
this
out.
Is a show that won like four straight Emmys for the best show on television. You're like, it's trash. Like, maybe give it a chance.
Well, I did give it a second shot, and I didn't like it again.
I gave it a second shot.
Give it
and I
more
the whole
than an episode.
And you liked
it,
John?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
how about
not
that?
All right. Not as good as Saquon Barkley, who of course had last week off. Let's listen to Saquon. He talked yesterday. It was asked about the week off and the rest reality and the difference it makes or not. Here's Saquon.
Saquon, do you feel you benefited from the week of rest, sitting out last week? Do you feel like that benefited you, or is it?
Of course. Yeah. Anytime you. You can get rest and let your body recover a little bit. It definitely helps. But it's a good thing because we were put ourselves in a position where we were able to rest and get ourselves prepared for this run. But the focus go to Green Bay and the week of preparation that we've had. And I think we've had a great week of preparation up to this point and wrapping up these next two or three days so we can finish strong.
Let's listen to Jaws because, now that he's been, I'm talking Saquon's been rested and there's only four games to go, maybe they go to him even more. Here's Jaws weighing in strong on Saquon.
Is there such a thing now as leaning on Saquon even more? I mean, they went to him so many times in the regular season. But if you're Sirianni and it's do or die, do you give him the ball an extra 3 to 6 times a game?
About 10. Beat him. Saquon has had an unbelievable season. He is such a great football player, such a green a team player. I mean, he's the talent that he has, you want this offense to run through him. And I think after the bye week, where we're 2-2 entering the bye week, the changes that Nick and Vic and everybody made and Kellen were, hey, we're going to rely on Saquon Barkley. And he has literally put this team on his back and carried the football team. He is the he's going to be the linchpin of our success.
All right. I love it. I mean, I don't think it'll actually be 10, but because I do expect Kenny Gainwell to get some carries. But I hope Saquon gets more than normal, and that's saying something because he typically gets an awful lot. Let's go to JB in Chestnut Hill. Good morning, JB.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, JB?
You got to give Succession a little bit of a chance, Joe. No offense. It's a great show.
I tried twice.
Why did you say no offense?
Try for more than an episode. That's fair.
I think you should
like,
say
give it like
offense.
Three, 4 episodes.
Get your stuff together.
I am offended, but I'd say
yeah.
No offense is like
he's being small-minded. But I guess what else is
there? You're right. You know what?
Well said, John.
JB, I'm going to give you two examples of shows that I didn't like the characters as people. Other examples. And it's why I didn't continue with the series. Mad Men, I couldn't take it. I mean, I did not like the way they treated each other, especially the way the men treated the women. I didn't like it. And the other one I watched more recently, not House of Cards, although that had some of that. I'll find the name. Anyway, you guys will all
know. Wait, you didn't like House of Cards?
I did, but it tails off in season two.
They messed up. Season one, incredible, and then they kind of lost the plot.
That's my point. So, but there was a show I did try recently.
You didn't like Mad Men because of the chauvinism?
Yeah, that was part of it.
I mean, it was kind of featured...
It was purposeful, like
it wasn't glorifying it.
Like,
no,
I think part of the show is that Don Draper is a horrible person.
It made you feel that way on purpose.
I know. And the other one was
that's
Suits.
Why it's good.
I didn't like how they treated each other.
I've never seen Suits.
And people say it's a great show, and I tried it a couple episodes. I just
I would never ever. I've never considered even looking for that one.
Couldn't do it.
What is it? What is? And loved it.
It's Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
I mean, she was one of the characters. And,
yeah.
You know.
So that's why you want to check
show.
It out. Really?
So
it was
the number one binging show.
It was a show that, it was a pandemic show. Like, it wasn't that big a show when it was on, and it was one that, like, became a huge hit during the pandemic when people went back and rewatched it.
For sure. And especially because of what Meghan Markle became.
Exactly.
I had no idea.
Yeah. All right, JB, what do you got on the Eagles, my man?
Watch Will Trent if you want something new to watch. Anyway.
I heard, yes, good point. And that's on Disney, right?
Nah, it's on ABC and Hulu and whatever, their network. But it's a great show.
Will Trent. Is he a superhero or something?
No, he's like a detective, yeah.
Okay,
all right. It's a detective. It's a great show.
Check it out.
At least for today's TV. As far as I think they roll this week. I mean, the defense is clicking. Saquon's rested. Green Bay is banged up in every aspect of the game. Like, if this game should be an absolute steamroll. I think they win... I don't know, 30-10, and they just
that'd be beautiful.
Pound them into the ground. I just don't think Green Bay's ready to just come in into this kind of atmosphere. Jordan Love's, great player and all, but he's, it's over for their
JB, I feel the same way. We're better, and we are ready to roll, and we're so healthy. We're ready to go.
All right, JB, give me a side character in a TV show that was awesome.
How about, has anyone said Baby Yoda so far?
I mean, sure.
Mandalorian. But the little Baby Yoda.
Grogu.
Okay, JP, you got it.
And I like that answer.
Is that the Mandalorian?
So yeah, it's a Mandalorian.
So but he's not actually Baby Yoda, right?
His name is Grogu. Yeah, no, he's not actually Yoda.
He is the same species as Yoda, but he's not Yoda. As a baby.
Got it. Right. All right, our NFL picks for the wild card week. We'll get to that plus drop of the week. James, I think it's a pretty good drop of the week. Is that a fair?
It's a very good drop of the week.
There have been a couple.
Like, really good. Better than I expected when I was putting it together.
Statements, and I got in trouble, and oh, boy. All right,
there's a drop of the year candidate there for sure.
Oh, my God. All right, plus something from the NBA you might not know about. We'll tell you that and more. Phone calls and Penn State, Notre Dame. You can continue to comment on that. From Borgata today on 94 WIP.
It's January, start of a new year. Colder weather is here, and heating systems are turning on and working hard. You have your New Year's resolutions and home to-do list, and keeping your home warm and cozy should be right at the top of the list, because the last thing you really want to hear is, why is the heat not coming on? New year, already stressful enough. You don't need to add a faulty HVAC system on top of everything else. No need to panic. Horizon Services has expert technicians that can have you relaxing as soon as the next day. And you can trust they'll get the job done right the first time. Right now, get a new heating and cooling system from the experts at Horizon Services with free same-day estimates and hassle-free financing that fits your budget. Click or call day or night. Horizon Services is available 24/7 so they can help with any emergency. Book today, knowing with Horizon Services, help is on the way. Schedule a visit today at horizonservices.com.